Well, we have our corporate music playing today because today we're going to go corporate on our Rant Network because we are going to go and analyze the post-Iowa 2024 caucus because apparently the world is coming to an end. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Rant Network. I'm David Solomon. He is Stuart Brisgell. We are the Rant Network. What we do every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday is very simple. We dive into all the raw, unfiltered issues spanning news, pop culture, politics, and beyond. And it doesn't matter what we're discussing, today's absurdities or society's deepest seated issues. Whatever it is, we're here. We keep it real. And at times, we have to make everybody aware that what's going on out there is cuckoo. So sit back and enjoy today's rant about post-Iowa. And the reason we're talking about post-Iowa, we ranted the other day about what might happen and what could happen. And, you know, and simply put, you know, all of the polls this time were right. Fox News called it within 30 minutes. It was done. It was over. Iowa went to Donald Trump. And there's absolutely no doubt that Iowa went Trump. But as we said in our previous rant, it doesn't mean it's over. It doesn't mean it's over. Okay, it's like a sports team. They won their first game of the year. They didn't win the championship. Sorry. But already, the media wants to coronate Donald Trump because they need a lightning rod. And it is absolutely fascinating, Stuart, to what extent the media not only hates Donald Trump, but have decided themselves that whatever he says in his speeches and his whatever, there's nothing but lies. And the Democrats have taken shots again. So here we go again, Stuart. Let's talk about the Republican Party, the deplorables, as Hillary called them. And let's talk about Iowa.
All right. Well, let's break this down because democracy is in jeopardy. 110,000 voters participated in the 2024 caucus.
What was the percentage? What was the percentage, by the way?
The percentage was 15% of the state's 752,000 Republicans. 15%. But again, it didn't shatter any Iowa records. However, the resilience and determination of the most abominable snowmen that live in Iowa, they turned out in record numbers, voted for Donald J. Trump, which didn't, again, as you said, shatter any glasses because we all expected that. But what was more important is they were marching death to DeSantis, who actually etched out Nikki Haley, or as Donald Trump is now echoing, Narada, instead of calling her Nikki. You know, trying to pick on his competitors, which he does, by the way, in a manner which I don't think is very office-oriented, but this is Donald J. Trump. He's a barroom scrapper who has a significant amount of education. So it always fascinates me, why does he decide to take such a brutish attack at everyone in the field? Right? But that's really nor here nor there. That you either love Donald Trump or you hate Donald Trump, and that's why you had 4 years of Joseph Biden and the Biden bureaucracy. But let's look forward. Okay, let's look forward. On January 23rd, you have the next round of primaries, which is, I'll call it Super Tuesday, because it's either Super Nikki Haley is gone to the pasture or DeSantis is going to go bye-bye baby. So really, New Hampshire is going to etch out, as you said so eloquently, the first game of a series of games. But, you know, the news is having you focus on MAGA, Make American Great Again, because the Democrats have an issue with that cliche, because they would have rather have had that cliche, but because Donald Trump beat you to it, they got to villainize it as MAGA. You know, the red hats, you know, the blue hats. You know, it takes everything from the Civil War and puts it on steroids. And I must remind everyone that the Republicans were on the right side of the Civil War and the Democrats were on the wrong side. The Democrats were pro-slavery and the Republicans weren't. Hence, that's just a fact, guys. Wake up. And for all those Black Americans who want to give hatred on free speech because some Black congressman or senator got raised and raised because he is supporting Donald J. Trump. But the media is still silent for Tuesday, January 23rd. What about the Democratic Party event? Tuesday also represents a primary for president for the Democrats. I don't know. Who's running for the Democratic presidency? You would think it's just a shoo-in for Joseph Biden, but it's not. And if you believe it is, you're mistaken. There is as much turmoil about having Trump against Biden again as there is just Trump winning with a landslide. 51% in Iowa is a record turnout and a record showing. And you know what? I don't know. I like Nikki Haley. I like Ron DeSantis. I think they're fabulous candidates. So why is everyone just hating on Donald J. Trump?
Oh, that's easy. That's easy.
Tell me why.
Look, Stuart, let me put it to you this way. You know, you're sitting here today, and why do they hate Donald Trump? It's very simple. It's not, forget the method, okay? Because the method is aggressive, rough, bully tactics. You said it. You're 100% right. But he's saying exactly the things that the left hates to hear. Okay? They don't want to hear it, right? You have a problem at the U.S., at the border with Mexico. You have an immigration disaster. He said it for 8 years. The Democrats don't want to go there. Whenever he talks, you have to counter him. Because it's really, really all about having to, you know, if he blusters, they have to bluster. You know, they want to control not only the person in the Oval Office, but the methodology. That is the media. And whether they go with facts or not, it doesn't matter. And I'm going to tell you, it's Joy Reid, for example, from MSNBC. Her hate to Donald Trump is so visceral that she will use racism to push her point. Because now she has decided that, number one, Iowa is overrepresented by white Christians.
Okay. I love that when you said that. It's hilarious.
And then on top of it all, to quote her, they see themselves as the rightful inheritors of this country, and Trump has promised to give it back to them. This is a leftist, wokest, and I know I have people here who are saying, oh, here you go again, Solomon. This is the left, ladies and gentlemen. The same people who quote Hamas as a reliable source, the same people who lie to you time and time again. They hid the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. They hid the truth about COVID. Now that Fauci has come out and said, okay, the 6 feet thing didn't really. All these things, the media, you are still trusting this crackpot to give you the facts. Jake Tapper, who I had more respect for, says, oh, we can't listen to Donald Trump because we can't fact check him fast enough. You're not even fact checking Joe Biden. So the same people who are reporting to you that the world is coming to an end, and I call it Chicken Little syndrome, right? The sky is falling. Don't worry. The sky is falling. This is what's happened. You media today is no better than Chicken Little. And for those of you who are not familiar with the story of Chicken Little, a nut fell on the little chick and said, oh, my God, the sky is falling. Donald Trump won one state and democracy is falling. This is what I heard a Joe Biden spokesperson talk about last night. I hear it again and again. MAGA, MAGA Republicans, MAGA Republicans. If you are a MAGA Republican, this is the new deplorable, Stuart. This is why I started with it, is that now the Biden administration's found the good, you use the word cliche, catchphrase to say that if you voted for Trump, then it's the end of democracy because you're a MAGA extremist. This is a Justin Trudeau playbook also. This is a playbook from all the people on the left who want to freak you out, that the people on the right who have been talking about conservative issues, economy, inflation, crime, immigration, all these policies. And interestingly enough, Stuart, I don't know if you saw this, but for Iowans who voted, immigration was the top issue. But Iowa is not a border state.
And yet immigration, they are afraid, not because they don't want, you know, Hispanics coming into the United States. They're afraid of crime. They're afraid
Well, that's something interesting. You mentioned Hispanics. Biden took 65% of the Hispanic vote. Do you know what the pollings are showing now in a forward city called state called New Mexico?
Yep.
Donald Trump is eviscerating that lead to under half the margin. And if that is any indication, you know, what the Democrats fail to understand is most Latin Americans weren't just wet foot, dry foot into this country. They underwent a scrutiny and process that was unmatched and unmatched and literally not even to be understood how difficult this process was. Now, I agree the process may be broken, but there are laws on the books. And again, I'm going to give you one more cliche, David. There are rules for you and me, but not for everyone else.
But here's the thing, though. And I had a really fantastic conversation a while back with a gentleman who is a Hispanic and a Republican. And he almost had to hide it because it was very funny because we had this exchange. And I said, well, why are you hiding it? He says, because if I say it out loud, I'm going to get yelled at because the left here is exceptionally loud and violent. And like, it's violent. He goes, so why are Hispanics supporting the Republican Party? And because the Democrats think you should be supporting them. And he goes, listen, the big difference, and this came out of Iowa as well. Hispanic families are traditional. They love the notion of the whole family. They love the notion of those traditional values that have been completely abandoned by the Democratic Party. Iowans think it's very important to preserve, and that's what they're voting for. And they feel strongly, despite the winter storm, they went to vote because they feel very strongly that America, under a Democratic regime, under this judicial nightmare that they're trying to create, is going to change America to the point that they don't like it. They want to preserve the traditional families, their traditional values, and what they're seeing from the Joe Bidens, the Kamala Harrises, and all the rest of that is we're throwing it away.
Let me give you a little history. You know, there used to be a wet foot, dry foot policy in the state of Florida, whereby if your foot hit dry land, you were able to immigrate into this country if you were from Cuba or Haiti, actually. But you want to know what Obama did? The Democrats got rid of that policy. So instead of them having to just struggle across a boat to get across 60 miles, they forced these people to pay coyotes and underpin a massive amount of crime to get here. Listen, I think the Democratic Party has got its problems that most people are in massive denial about. And you want to know something? Looking forward into the 538, which is the ABC News poll, they are saying that Trump will win New Hampshire 43.5, where Nikki Haley will come in with a whopping 41.4, and DeSantis won't even make the chart.
Stuart, you know, this is what I'm trying to say. This is what I started with. The folks in the 24-hour news cycle that need to fill airtime, that have nothing better to talk about, love Trump, because Trump is a great airtime. And the more we can hate on him, the more talking heads we can bring onto the shows to hate on him, it's perfect. And so, but we've only played the first game. There are 49 more states plus, and you still have to play the game. Now, Donald can win earlier than all 50 states. You still got to go through the 50. You still got to go through the process. But he might win earlier. But it ain't over. And it's because if we believe the polls, Hillary Clinton would have been president in 2016.
Stop. Oh, listen, let's not talk about the crying rooms, the days off. We got to wrap it.
Buddy, wrap it up for me. Tell me, last word to you.
Last words are, my prediction is Donald J. Trump eviscerates New Hampshire. Nikki Haley, Nikata, gets a black eye. And DeSantis comes in second place very strongly. And this becomes a very interesting race as the rest of the country will either mold to Trump or DeSantis.
I disagree because I disagree with you wholeheartedly. Nikki,
I have 75. I have 75 cents on Donald Trump. 25 cents on DeSantis.
Nikki Haley in New Hampshire is going to be a performance. I think DeSantis is wrong because if I just look at just the commercials that I have to see from New Hampshire, because I'm in Montreal and we get the New Hampshire commercials, there are zero DeSantis commercials, my friend. Zero. It's all Nikki Haley. It's all Trump attacking Nikki Haley. It's an actually, I think that DeSantis has given up on New Hampshire. It's going to be otherwise. But guess what, folks? We get to watch this in the next few weeks. So on that, let's wrap it up. As thank you for the rant record today. Hey, folks, we hope you found something interesting in it because you ain't going to get this anywhere else. As we always say, we're here Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern. We're on all the social channels. We are also are on the podcast channels. You can download us. You can take us with you, us into your car when you're working out, when you're taking a walk, wherever you want to go. We're here for you. Share us, like us, comment on us. We genuinely really appreciate your feedback. Where people have been asking us to go back to some of the American politics that they love us to banter about. So whatever you would like us to go and talk about the subjects, we want to be there. Folks, until Friday, keep the conversations alive and keep on ranting. Say goodbye, Stuart.
Goodbye.